The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for April is a story about one man's journey from death row executioner to Lutheran pastor. It's titled The Executioner's Redemption, My Story of Violence, Death, and Saving Grace. You can check it out at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Executioner's Redemption is on sale for $12.99. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, The Executioner's Redemption. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Live this Friday afternoon, April the 1st, we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. At the end of the broadcast week, we assemble four sound bites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We play them for you, and then you listen and you vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email right here in the studio. We'll get that in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And you can vote right there. We've left space for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. As usual, phone call voters get to vote first, and we're giving away the LPR bundle package, and I have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Had several visitors in the studio this week. They got the LPR bundle package. The way you can get it today is by voting for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Dr. Robert George of Princeton University. We spoke with him recently about Donald Trump's demagoguery.
I'm pleading with my fellow Americans, my fellow citizens, Catholics, Lutherans, people of all faiths, and all people of goodwill. I'm just pleading, do not be taken in by this man. We have seen demagogues before. They all behave in the same way. It's easy answers to serious problems. It's exploiting people's fear. This man, Mr. Trump's middle name could be infidelity. Whether it's his personal life, whether it's his business life, whatever it is. And so I am pleading with my fellow citizens, don't be taken in. He will betray you. He will be unfaithful to you. Please don't let yourself be his next Ivana or Marla.
That's Robert George on Donald Trump's demagoguery. You can vote for these sound bites for any reason you want. We do like to know your reasons, too, and the city and state where you listen, because we like to know where you listen. 1-877-623-6943. Vote for it because you like it, or dislike it, or want to hear it again, or never want to hear it again. 877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We also spoke recently with Dr. Paul Wendland about suffering and its, well, how it's comprehended in the cross and the cross alone.
It's only at the cross where you can get to the point where you can see that something that just seems like utter degradation and sadness and woe can be something totally different. It doesn't make any sense outside of that context. I mean, when I think about my brother dying in an accident when he was a young man, when I think of my mother dying of cancer in the spring of the year, and I think of the woe of all that, it doesn't seem to make sense. And if someone in a easy, quick way just seems to try to, well, only the good die young, or try to explain it with some kind of Pez dispenser wisdom, it really doesn't make sense. You can only have it make sense when you look into the heart of the one who was willing to offer himself so freely in my place. Then, while I may not understand all the actions of God's providence, I know that that comes from a heart of love to me, even though it seems like it is not loving. And so at one and the same place, I acknowledge both the woe of it and the joy of it. And I think that's what Paul means about learning how to be patient in affliction.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Wendland, Suffering Comprehended in the Cross. If you'd like to vote for it, you need to give us a call and vote, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email and vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Heath Curtis. We were talking with him about the Easter season, and here's how he wrapped it all up, talking about the real comfort of Easter.
That Jesus Christ has conquered death. That death did not win. That humanity is freed from Satan's tyranny that we so foolishly jumped into headfirst in the garden. Jesus now has gone back to a different garden. He went back to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was tempted but stayed faithful to the Father's plan, where Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now there's a better tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of the cross, and we eat the fruit of that tree. We receive our Lord in the Lord's Supper, and all of this is made possible by the fact that Easter Sunday follows Good Friday, that the sacrifice is accepted by the Father. Jesus is declared innocent, and he is risen from the dead, and that is our destiny. The Lord has called us to be his own people. We've been buried with Christ in baptism, and we're going to be raised with him, therefore. And so, you know, we are connected to Jesus. We ride his coattails down to the cross, through the tomb, but then, yes, up in resurrection on the last day. That is the theme. It's the theme of Christianity, of course, but we relive its newness, its joy, every single year at Easter.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, the comfort of the Easter season. If you'd like it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, just go ahead and vote for it. You can vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because this is the fourth soundbite. It comes from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, an excellent insight on the efficacy of God's Word.
This is really what we mean when we say sola scriptura. I mean, it is not only, sola scriptura is not only that God's Word is our only source of truth, but is also that God's Word is our only source of life. And looking for life anywhere else apart from God's Word is not only wrong, but it's dangerous because it's not there. Like Peter confessed to Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. And it's in hearing his word that the Lord grants us faith, that he gives us repentance, that he forgives our sins, that he gives us the promise of eternal life. The word does it, and we rejoice in that. We are weak, but the Lord's word is powerful, and it is our strength in this life and all the way to the life to come.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, the efficacy of God's word. Those are the four soundbites for you. We've played them. Now it's your turn. You've listened. It's time to vote. This break is a great time to vote and give us a call. As we went into this segment, Jeff told me we just had one vote so far. That's not a good situation. It doesn't work unless you vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call. We'll let you vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Will it be soundbite number one, Dr. Robert George, Donald Trump's demagoguery? Will it be suffering comprehended in the cross with Dr. Paul Wendlin, the comfort of the Easter season with Pastor Heath Curtis, or Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on the efficacy of God's word? Those are the four soundbites. You decide which will be soundbite of the week right after this.
I remember being an evangelical and always listening to these prophecy buffs, and I always think to myself, I've really got to study prophecy, but who could do it? I mean, it was just a tangled mess.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about his presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
You had the newspaper in one hand, and you had the Bible in the other, and you're trying to, you know, it's like a gigantic theological, geopolitical crossword puzzle. Who knows what's up and down? The Bible is much simpler and much more joyful when it comes to the promise of the second coming.
You can meet and hear Pastor Brian Wolfmiller making the biblical case for the end times Friday, June 10th and Saturday, June 11th at the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 10th and 11th in Collinsville, Illinois.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.
Back to Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, April the 1st. It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. The four sound bites are Dr. Robert George on Donald Trump's demagoguery. Soundbite number two, Dr. Paul Wendland on suffering comprehended in the cross. Soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, the comfort of Easter. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, on the efficacy of God's Word. Now, speaking of the efficacy of God's Word, there are two different kinds of mission efforts made by Christians in the Christian church. One, which trusts the efficacy of God's Word, that is, that God's Word will do what it says, that the gospel really is the power of salvation to everyone who believes, to bring people to faith and keep them in the faith. And then there's the mission work that doesn't trust God's word to do that and tries to supplement it with all sorts of human efforts. Luther Academy is the first kind of mission work. You can find out about them at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com, serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy. Let's go to Davenport, Nebraska, where Danlin is listening on the line. Hi, Danlin.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for?
I'm going to vote for, there's a lot of good ones. I'm going to go with Pastor Keith Curtis and the comfort of Easter.
And why is that?
Well, I'm new to learning about Lutheran theology, and there's so much in it that you don't get in evangelicalism. And just the imagery of, you know, Adam and Eve eating from the tree in the garden, comparing that to the tree that Christ is hung on and eating of that, I mean, it's like, wow, this is like, blows my mind, right?
It's good stuff, isn't
it? And so, I don't know, for me, it was just awesome.
Well, Danlin, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Davenport, Nebraska, and welcome to Lutheranism. She votes for Pastor Heath Curtis on the comfort of the Easter season. Let's see what Harry has to say. He listens in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hi, Harry.
Hi there. I vote for number one, Dr. Robert George, and the reason being, that's exactly my thoughts, but I couldn't possibly speak it as well as he did.
All right. Thank you very much. That's a great reason for voting for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Thanks for listening up there near Chicago. Florence listens in Idaho. Hi, Florence.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I have to vote for the number one, Dr. Robert George. I have friends who are supporting Donald Trump. I am personally, I'm suffering from Trump fatigue. I think that the reason that the people have is that he's they feel like he's free from political correctness. But what I see is instead of becoming more honest, they've just embraced a real rude and abrasive attitude that he seems to just carry around with him and spread wherever he goes. And I find it disheartening, and I was glad that Robert George had something good to say.
Well, Florence, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Idaho. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Roberta in Riverside, California says, my vote has to go to Pastor Wolf Miller. That would be soundbite number 4. And his soundbite, the Spirit gives scripture. I think there is nothing else. God's words are our hope, our very life, and our breath. Without them, we are nothing and less than nothing. What greater gift could he have given us after his sacrifice on the cross? Very well put, Roberta. Thanks for listening in California. That's a vote for soundbite number 4, Pastor Brian Wolf Miller, on the efficacy of God's word. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for April, brand new month, brand new book, is called The Executioner's Redemption. It's a story of a former guard in a maximum security prison who partook in over 150 executions. His story of violence, death, and saving grace by Pastor Timothy Carter. This is the Issues, Etc. book of the month for April. You can find out more about it by going to our website, issuesetc.org. It's on every page of the website. Or call Concordia Publishing House and order The Executioner's Redemption. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. The Issues, Etc. book of the month for April, The Executioner's Redemption. Christopher listens in Chicago. He says, this was comforting in avoiding both a Band-Aid telling me I'm not really suffering and pointing the finger that blames me for any and all suffering I have, as Job's friends did, but directs me to Christ to hold for dear life. That's a vote for soundbite number 2, suffering comprehended in the cross. Anthony listens in South Carolina. He's voting for Pastor Heath Curtis at soundbite number 3. And his soundbite, what an amazing quote and connection. It is indeed great comfort for the Easter season. Anthony, thanks for listening in South Carolina. The winner for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week this week is soundbite number 3, the comfort of Easter from Pastor Heath Curtis.
That Jesus Christ has conquered death. That death did not win. That humanity is freed from Satan's tyranny that we so foolishly jumped into headfirst in the garden. Jesus now has gone back to a different garden. He went back to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was tempted but stayed faithful to the Father's plan, where Adam and Eve ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now there's a better tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of the cross, and we eat the fruit of that tree. We receive our Lord in the Lord's Supper. And all of this is made possible by the fact that Easter Sunday follows Good Friday, that the sacrifice is accepted by the Father, Jesus is declared innocent, and he is risen from the dead, and that is our destiny. The Lord has called us to be his own people. We've been buried with Christ in baptism, and we're going to be raised with him, therefore. And so, you know, we are connected to Jesus. We ride his coattails down to the cross, through the tomb, but then, yes, up in resurrection on the last day. That is the theme. It's the theme of Christianity, of course, but we relive its newness, its joy, every single year at Easter.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes. Pastor Heath Curtis, the comfort of the Easter season. Danlin in Nebraska, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. You will get the LPR bundle package. We got a waiting list of college and seminary students who would like to be attending the 2016 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, and many of them cannot afford the registration fee. I spoke with one just this weekend. You can purchase a conference scholarship for a college or seminary student for a donation of $100 to Issues Etc. To donate online, fill out the registration form at issuesetc.org and insert scholarship in the first name field, or you can also make your $100 check payable to Issues Etc. Write scholarship in the memo line. You can send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And a special thanks to those of you who have already contributed to our conference scholarship fund. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, about the Office of the Holy Ministry and the Priesthood of All Believers. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
The Divine Service is where Christians gather around word and sacrament. We join together to receive God's gifts in the liturgy. But do you know the meaning behind what we do? There's a book called Ceremony and Celebration that explains Lutheran liturgical worship. Find out more and read book excerpts online at emmanuelpress.us. E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L press.us. You'll find answers to your liturgical questions in Ceremony and Celebration, emmanuelpress.us.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world? India.
Sweden.
Egypt. France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait,